passage with you. About what God is saying for now and for this next coming year. And I want to start reading out of the book of Luke chapter 2 again, but I'm just going to continue on. And I'll give you the title here in just a second. But starting in verse 21, this comes out of Luke chapter 2, verse 21, starting down. And it says, "And when 8 days had passed before his circumcision, his name then was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of their purification according to the law of Moses were completed, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male that opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what was said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. And there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see the death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child, Jesus, to carry out for him the custom of the law, then he took him into his arms and blessed God and said, 'Now, Lord, you are releasing your bondservant to depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all people, a light of revelation to the Gentiles, and glory, and the glory of your people Israel.' And his father and his mother were amazed at these things which were being said about him. And when Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, 'Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and the rise of many in Israel, and for a sign to be opposed, and a sword will pierce even your own soul, to the end that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed.'" And I want to stop there. Tonight we've heard through song already about Jesus, and as he was born in a manger, wasn't the most easiest of times of that day. But I want us to look right after he was born. 8 days after he was born, he was circumcised. 40 days after he was born, they come back into the temple for the purification and for the dedication of Jesus. And as Jesus was being brought in, it says that he was brought in, and Simeon here was a righteous man, a devout man. And it said that he had the Spirit of Holy Spirit upon him. Now, something I want you to notice, that from the very beginning, when Mary found out that she was going to be with child, who was the one that spoke to her and told her that she was going to be with child? An angel of the Lord. When Joseph, when we've seen through the skit, when Mary come and told Joseph, first of all, he was not for that. He was going to send her away. And what happened? An angel of the Lord did what? Come and appeared to him and spoke to him. After Jesus was born, soon as he was born, it said that the shepherds were keeping watch in the field by night. And who come to them and told them that Jesus was born? An angel of the Lord. I want you to notice that there were 3 different times where an angel of the Lord come and spoke a word. But when Simeon walked into that temple that day, did he receive a word from an angel of the Lord? No, he received a word from the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God spoke to him and told him, "You need to be at this particular time, or at this particular place at this particular time, because Jesus, the Son of God, the Messiah, is going to be there." And it said that he come, and when he come, he seen Jesus. And his first words was, you know, "I can depart from here." The Spirit of the Lord spoke to him and spoke through him. And I believe these very words that Simeon spoke when Jesus first came onto the scene is really the same words that God is speaking today. And I want you to hear these words. It says in verse 30, it says, "For my eyes have seen your salvation." The word salvation means to be saved, but it also means being healing and deliverance. The Greek word translated salvation is the same word that is translated as healing, to save, and to heal. It's referred to freedom from both physical danger and the effects of sin. So when Simeon held Jesus in his arms and he looked into the face of that child, he was holding a child that had not yet been developed. He wasn't a full-grown man at that time. He wasn't even able to speak at that time. But Simeon was holding in his very hands the very Word of God. Because in John chapter 1, verse 14, it says, "And the Word became flesh." And when Simeon looked into the very face of that child, he was looking into the very face of the Word. And he was looking into the very face of someone that was going to save, but also heal and deliver. Tonight, God is saying, not starting this very moment, he says, in this coming year, this is going to be a year of truth. It will be a year of great truth. When Simeon looked into the very face of Jesus, he was looking into the very Word of truth. And it says that this, "My eyes have seen your salvation." He was looking into his healing. He was looking into his deliverance. He was looking into his every being of being saved from any hurt or any danger. And then he goes on and he says, "And a light of revelation to the Gentiles." And what you have to understand, that word revelation means an unveiling of truth. So Simeon was saying, there's going to be an unveiling of truth unto the Gentiles. Who is the Gentiles? The Gentiles was anyone that was not a Jew. I believe probably most everybody in here tonight, you are a Gentile. And so what he was saying, Simeon was saying here, he was saying, a light of revelation, a light of truth, an unveiling of truth is going to be revealed to you. And the glory of your people, Israel. Meaning that God is saying that I'm going to illuminate my truth. And so when Simeon was looking into the very face of Jesus, holding that baby in his arms, he was looking and saying, you know what? I'm holding truth. Tonight, we are not holding a baby. You are holding the very Word of God. And tonight, when you read the Word and you hold this Word in your hands, you need to be understanding that you're looking right into the very face of God, and you're looking and seeing the revealing of God's truth to you. Now, just as Simeon was holding that baby, holding the Christ child, he was not mature. And there's going to be things in your life where you're going to read, and there's going to be things that maybe you've been believing God for that are truly not fully developed in your life yet. You may not see the manifestation of the miracle, but let me just tell you, the Word will grow. Jesus grew in great stature, and he became a man of great integrity. And tonight, I want you to understand that Jesus' Word is alive in you. When he was holding him, he had not matured yet, he had not truly developed yet, and he had not even grown yet. He was only at a small level. And there's going to be things that God's going to speak to you this coming year that maybe you truly don't understand them completely. But God says they are going to grow, and they are going to develop, and they are going to mature, and they will eventually manifest and bring salvation, deliverance to you. How many will receive that tonight? Amen. This is going to be a year of great truth, he says. When Simeon was holding the Christ child, the Word became flesh, it became alive. In the book of Hebrews 4, verse 12, it says, "And the word of God is alive and active and sharper than any two-edged sword." Meaning that the word is alive today. And that word of truth is alive in you. If you know Jesus, if you know the word, if you know the truth will set you free. In John 8, verse 32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you what? Free." When you start looking into the very face and heart of God, into his word, you're really looking into the very face and heart of Jesus. And he is alive today. Tonight we are celebrating the very eve of the day that he was going to be born. And many people around the world is going to celebrate tomorrow by simply just giving gifts and unwrapping them and giving them. And eventually those things are going to be broken and they're going to be cast to the side or going to be worn out. But I want to tell you that God has given you a gift tonight that will never wear out, will always be useful, and will always bring you victory. It is the word of truth. And so tonight, I want to challenge you. Look at the word of truth. Simeon did not have to wait for an angel to appear to him. It said that he was led by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit tonight is going to lead you and guide you into all truth. That is what he says in the book of John. Tonight, will you accept God's truth? That tonight you are healed. You are victorious. You are delivered. Mary, when she was holding him, she was in awe and wonder. But just like that song that Mitchell sang, "Mary, did you know?" She was just trying to grasp her mind around everything. Tonight, I want you, as you God speaks to you and gives you a word, I want you just to trust his word and know that it will deliver you. It will strengthen you, and it will bring you great victory. Tonight, I want to pray for you. If you have a need in your life, I want you to know that there is truth. And his name is Jesus. If you need healing, you need deliverance, what you really need is you need truth tonight. You need truth of what God is saying about your situation. And when you know the truth, that truth will set you free. Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus, and Lord, I speak towards every individual here. I speak the word of truth to them. Lord, I speak, Lord, that your word will be revealed to them and through them by the Holy Spirit. And even if they don't truly understand, Lord, allow them to understand that it will grow, it will develop, it will mature in their life. And that word that you have given them will deliver them and set them free. Father, I bless you, and Lord, I thank you tonight for the greatest gift of all, your Son, for he is truth. We love you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight, when you walked in, you should have received a candle.